This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just got the news that Carson Wentz has been activated again off the injured reserve list. Meanwhile, he's being vac-shamed, something horrible in Indianapolis. What have we become? I don't get it at all. But I'm not going to let that crap bring me down. I'm just going to I'm going to be a joyful warrior today, folks, a happy warrior. I see a lot of hope. The emperor has no clothes, and more people are figuring it out every second. His poll numbers are plummeting. His domestic agenda's toast. That $3.5 trillion generational theft is gonzo. No way. No Democrat's going to say, I'm with Joe right now. I mean, anybody. Do you think they want to have him campaign for them right now?
There is, though. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, but those people are going to get elected.
It's crazy.
No matter what they do. That isn't what matters. What matters is those dozen or so Democrats in the House that are extremely vulnerable. And the mansions and the cinemas and these people as well. That's what matters. No doubt about it. It's another hour. What's on your mind? The great Charlie Kirk will be with us today. Founder of Turning Point USA. Chapters at high school, college campuses around the country. One of the reasons I have hope for the future of this country is because of the awakening of a younger generation of conservatives who are thinking for themselves. And when Charlie Kirk's in town, they show up in droves, just like they will tonight at the Avalon. I have a couple pair of tickets to give away for the Charlie Kirk event tonight. Here's what I'd like to do. Charlie's going to be here a little later on this hour. And anybody, I'm going to say 30 and under. If you're 30 and under and you get ready, get in line here by calling us. At 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 30 and under, tell Daniel when you call, I'm 30 or under, I want to talk to Charlie, and we'll give two of you that get on with Charlie and have a conversation here on the show. You got to come on, you got to talk, you got to bring whatever issue you wanted to talk about, but we'll give you a pair of tickets to see Charlie Kirk tonight. Avalon, 5:30, the door's open. He is coming here for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates, and their website is ndcan.org, ndcan.org. North Dakota Conservative Advocates brought Charlie earlier this year, spring, to Bismarck and the Bell, and they're bringing him to Fargo tonight. This is an organization with a ton of energy. These are the warriors. I call them just smart moms is what I call them. Really smart moms that have gotten very active with school boards and city commissions and the state legislature. The reason that Governor Doug Burgum no longer has the ability to implement a statewide mask mandate is because of the work of the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. Period. End of statement. Senator Rich Wardner, one of those that joined the North Dakota Conservative Advocates and stood up for saying, no, I don't think we should have a statewide mandate. It's pretty amazing. That was their work, and they're bringing Charlie Kirk tonight. Avalon, 5:30, doors open. Event start at 6. Tickets will be available at the door. My understanding is they are very close to, like, standing room only, sold out now, which is a good problem. They have an overflow area, so they'll accommodate it. But if you can make it, come on out tonight. Get your tickets right there at the door. 5:30, the doors open. 6 o'clock, Charlie Kirk takes the stage, the founder of Turning Point USA, and he'll be with us in studio here momentarily. On what's on your mind, your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome for them. 30 and under, because we got to worry about this, folks. We need to, and I know they're there, and I know they care. I hear from 20-somethings that are on construction sites and say, we've got the show Blair and Scott. We keep it on for you and all day long, because we want to be informed. We want to have these conversations on the job site. God bless you. You're the future. You are the future. All right, let's take a couple calls. We're waiting for the great Charlie Kirk to join us here on What's on Your Mind. Ryan, on the road. Where are you on the road to, Ryan?
Oh, I'm just driving around hauling fuel across the state.
Which state?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Well, what a job.
Yep, just have that Minot, driving around.
Have that windshield time. Have time to think a little bit. Listen to talk radio. Love it, love it, love it, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. Yeah, say, I just watched a documentary that was posted middle of August by Dr. Peter McCullough, and I was kind of wondering if anybody had heard of it or seen it, and if maybe something to ask Charlie Kirk about as well, kind of get your guys' opinions about this whole vaccine thing. And he does a really good deep dive into all the ins and outs of the vaccine and how it was supposed to work and stuff like this. And at the time of the interview, he had said that he was curious where this thought came from mandating the vaccine. I don't know what the situation is now, if anything's changed, but at the time of the filming, he said that the CDC and all these other agencies did not recommend mandating this, but then all of a sudden, all these people are trying to mandate the vaccine. So I don't know, you know, I just kind of wanted to get everybody's opinion on that and see if anybody had seen the documentary from Peter McCullough. It was very, very interesting.
All right, well, if anybody else has, let us know, and you put it out there if they haven't. So, Ryan, thank you for that. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. You can text us, by the way, at 701-237-1590. A texter says, play the teacher from California in the flag. So get that ready to go, if you would,
right. Kev,
while I go to Grant and Bismarck, and then we'll take care of the texter here. Grant, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I want you to ask Charlie, what's the solution for everybody just continually abusing the Constitution? These Democrats, they run and run and run, basically illegal, until a court strikes them down, but they have all this backlog of just free reign, and they only like the Constitution when it applies to them. So how do we solve this problem? I'm just at a loss for a solution to it.
Charlie and I were texting back and forth about Kristi Noem and South Dakota's debate right now. You know, Montana's legislature passed something that said you can't mandate the vaccine, right? And Kristi Noem's position is that's not a governor's role. I'm not going to tell anybody they must wear a mask. We're not going to have statewide mask mandates. We're going to fight the passports nationwide and the things the Biden administration is doing. But I'm not going to go tell a business that they can't do it. Charlie thinks she should. And thinks, you know, government with its tentacles does all kinds of things in mandating things and requiring things of businesses, so why not add this one? I think she's being consistent and saying that's not the role of government. I think it's an interesting debate, but I think the answer, Grant, to your question is we the people. It's up to us. It is up to us to say, no, you're not doing that. And that's where, you know, when you say what's the solution to the continual abuses of the Constitution, we got to say no more, enough.
I would ask you, though, with the election fraud, that puts big gray cloud over, because we always fix it at the voting booth. We always fix it at the ballot box.
But the states are responsible for elections.
Yeah,
that's why what Arizona's doing, Wisconsin's doing, are so dang important, because, you know, the states, and as soon as we federalize elections, I guarantee you we're done.
Exactly.
Give me this California woman. This is a teacher in California that took down the flag because she was a little embarrassed.
Oh, this is hard to listen to.
So during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. My room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away, and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand, and then, you know, we say it to nothing. I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he, like, looks around, and he goes, oh, that one?
Yeah, the pride flag.
It should be a joke, but she's serious.
Oh, she thinks it's a joke.
It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's all a joke.
I packed it away. I don't know where I left it.
When the flag makes you uncomfortable, we talked about this yesterday, but there's the actual audio of it, so you've heard it now. Believe it or not, it's real.
I think we should take her and her pride flag and fly her to Kabul and have her hop out of the plane and meet the Taliban and See how that goes for
her. Right.
Just saying.
Off-air call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Yeah, we'll do. Here we go.
What's on your mind?
Kevin from Cavalier. Just after listening to the news this morning, Fox reporter asking Jan Psaki about Biden's call to the former president of Afghanistan or whatever. That must have been Biden's perfect call. It's like President Trump talked to the Ukrainian president, but he was impeached. Where's the double standard? Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Of course it is.
Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. I see they got a planned auction coming up there in Bottineau County, Lansford, North Dakota. They have a beautiful tract of 160 acres. That'll be online September 8th. Go to Pipers.com for more. The Keller Estate Auction, Norwich, North Dakota. Donald Keller Estate Auction, the 9th of September, 11 a.m., Great Equipment Auction. Live and online, Glendon, Minnesota. Vehicles, tools, firearms, collectible auction in Glendon coming up on the 11th of September. Check them all out. Machinery auctions, land auctions from the pros. America's land auctioneer, Pipers.com. Tell them Scott sent you. More after this. MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. MetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for 4 special and more. MetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000.
Immigration is about keeping the others out, even though this country was founded on genocide.
Did you know that America takes in half the world's immigrants every single year? Do you know America brings in half the world's immigrants every single year? America's the most tolerant, multiracial country in the world.
They want to be inflammatory. Do not support our invasion. Toxic.
We take in half of the world's immigrants every single year. Half. This is exactly what I'm talking about, is that we have lost our ability to have a conversation in this country. You immediately get called something that you're not, you challenge it with facts and dialogue, and then they walk away.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Charlie Kirk, folks. Brought to you today by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. What's on your mind will be a big iron from the Butler Building. Butler Machinery, Butler Ag. We're looking forward to it. Brand new location right smack dab in the middle of Big Iron. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 14th through the 16th of September. So check that out. And if you come tell us I stand for the flag, like most God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering Americans do, we're going to flip you a hat. Free cap on us, a flag hat at Big Iron. So, and all brought to you by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. Also brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team have done it again. 50% off the slippers and moccasins. And the lowest price ever on the sheets. $109.95 normally. Now $49.95. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call 800-506-9028. Not Charlie Kirk. Scott. We start where we left off.
Promo code Charlie.
Is that what it is? We have the war of promo codes, Charlie and I. Welcome back to North Dakota, my friend.
Thank you. It's a wonderful rainy day. I actually love the rain, so it's great to be here.
I bet you do when you come from Arizona. It's like 99.9 right. degrees right now, right?
It's refreshing.
Yeah, exactly right. You up for taking some calls here?
Sure, we'll do whatever.
Talk to some fine listeners.
Let's do it.
What's on your mind? Charlie's nationwide radio talk show will be live from the Flag Family Media headquarters here today.
That chair right there.
Yes, exactly right. We're going to swap chairs, so that'll be good. And I said earlier, we're packed to the rafters tonight, but I've got a couple pair of tickets. If you're 30 and under and want to have a conversation with Charlie, you're the future, folks. Call in and we'll get you a pair of tickets. Just tell Daniel, hey, I want to talk to Charlie. I'm 30 and under. I want those tickets. Get me on. And he'll put you to the front of the line. 800-228-0550. John in Jamestown for Charlie Kirk. Go.
Yeah, hi, Charlie. I'm just curious. They're locally in Fargo. They're talking about a nursing shortage. They would like to hire nurses, even nurses that are retired. We have a friend that's been retired for a few years, and they want to see if she would be up for nursing. Now, this is somebody that's not going to get the vaccine. I've got a wife and three of my kids work in the healthcare industry. They're not going to get the vaccine. Why would they pull somebody out of retirement that's going to have to relearn the computer system and all they have going on? Why would these healthcare operations want to take that struggle when they've already got good, healthy people that can work and work through the virus last year that was more deadly? They had to wear their PPE and everything, but they certainly weren't getting threatened that they were going to be eliminated or had to quit their job because they weren't going to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, one of the main reasons why they are not taking this is because people don't want to take the vaccine, and they say we have a nurse shortage. Well, there's plenty of nurses that want to do the job, but at least nationally, I don't know the case here in North Dakota, they're mandating the vaccine at almost every major hospital. This is the case in Arizona, so they say, well, we don't have ICU bed capacity. That's not true. They just don't have the people to be able to handle everything that's happening in the hospital because they mandated the vaccine. They lost 20% of their nurses. And people, you know, they aren't able to go to work now in Arizona because they studied to be a nurse. They got a very specific skill, and now they're saying you must now, you cannot have a career because we're going to tell you what kind of medicine you need to take. And this is unprecedented in American history. Now, people say, well, we require vaccines all the time for other sorts of things. Well, a vaccine usually has at least a 99.8% efficacy rate. This is a 42% efficacy rate in July.
And dropping.
This is something else. We don't know what it is. And so to call it a vaccine is very, very misleading. It could be a treatment, right? I mean, there's evidence to show that it's a treatment for some people. But if you have a 42% efficacy rate, as the Pfizer vaccine did, that's definitely not it. But no, the reason is social control. They want to be able to show you that through private enterprise and through corporations and even the government, they can control your life. And even if you've got a very specific skill and want to become a nurse, they can derail that because they say, if you don't take the medicine, we don't want you to take.
Chester says, ask Charlie what he thinks about North Dakota overdose deaths increasing by nearly 50% in 2020. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention compiled death certificates for drug overdoses in 2020 and estimated over 93,000 occurred, translating to approximately 11 deaths per hour across the United States for every day of 2020. In North Dakota, drug-related deaths soared to nearly a 50% increase over 2019 numbers, with 118 people dead.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for this. The increase would largely be because of the lockdowns and the inhumane nature of them. So we were told that we needed to shut down our entire society because we wanted to slow the curve or stop the spread or whatever the euphemism was that they were using, when in reality we are now going to have children with mental health issues, increase in suicide, increase in alcoholism, increase in drug usage, increase in drug overdoses, not to mention the long-term damaging effects to so many people's businesses and their way of life. And for what? To now try and slow the spread of a virus that we knew how it operated very early on. Now, this is central planning at its worst. I was one of the first people back in like April of last year saying we need to fully open the economy, open everything, allow people to live their lives. And our whole focus should have always been on therapeutics, Scott, not on mass inoculation, not on very expensive gene therapy sequencing through vaccines. It should have been on therapeutics.
45th president of the United States was in some measure of danger with his oxygen level
yes.
droppings, had the infusion
That's right.
of the antibodies, and we knew that way back then that it worked. And now
totally.
We're finally seeing some signs of life where the infusions take way less time and they're getting more efficient with that, and that's working right now. Everybody's saying it's working, but boy, oh boy, try it at the time. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I mean, just anecdotally, anyone in my own life that has been at risk, a steady regimen of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin seems to be working. I mean, it seems that the government is really aggressively against even talking about these things.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan just came out and said he took ivermectin. It worked great. So it's kind of weird how you're not even allowed to mention
no.
these very cheap, widely accessible drugs. And the most vaccinated country in the world is Israel. And they now have the highest case per capita. They have ICU beds all of a sudden refilled. That's interesting. They went on the most aggressive mass inoculation strategy. And they went through a booster shot strategy. And the exact opposite of what we were told happened actually happened. They now have increasing cases and increasing deaths. And yet other countries like India, or the lowest case fatality in the world, is Uganda, which is 10,000 multiple lower than the case fatality rate here in America. Now, they probably don't have as good testing as we do. 10,000 multiple, though? Now, a lot of the one continent that seemed to not have the Chinese coronavirus spread there a lot was Africa. Why? I don't know. Some would say that maybe it's because they have a steady regimen of antivirals that they take anyway, or antimalarial drugs, and there's evidence to show that.
Riley in Golden Valley, a youngster, in my view. There's a guy coming up on 57, 30 and under. Riley will join us here with a question for Charlie when we come back. Houston and Watford City right after that, and Mark and Bismarck stacking up for your chat with Charlie Kirk. Coming up on What's On Your Mind, don't forget he'll be at the Avalon tonight. Fargo for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. Tickets at ndcan.org and available at the door. Doors open 5:30, 6 tonight at the Avalon in Fargo for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. More of What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Historic rainfall and flash flooding caused death and destruction across the northeastern United States overnight. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as power was knocked out to roughly 250,000 people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Most subway services were suspended due to heavy flooding in New York City. Newark Airport recorded 0.5 inch of rain in 6 minutes Wednesday night. Today we can expect a high risk of excessive rain and flooding from central Appalachians to southern New England. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards put out a call for help from Ida's wrath.
Our people have taken a pretty good lick here from Hurricane Ida, but our people are very resilient and strong as well. Having said that, we need all the help that we can get from the federal government, from the nonprofit sector, from the faith community, and certainly from us at the state level and working with our local partners as well.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Did you know that the oil and gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? That's oil and natural gas. Every corner of North Dakota. Wait a minute, Scott. The Bakken, that's out there in western North Dakota. Yeah, but guess what? The oil they pull out of the ground goes into the treasury of the great state of North Dakota. And, you know, the Land Trust Board would be a prime example. Education, roads, bridges, water projects. It should be called the water industry. Not the oil industry, because there are no water projects without the oil and gas industry generating all that revenue. I mean, if you don't think you've had enormous amounts of property tax relief and the spending spree that happens at school boards, city councils, county commissions have been fueled by oil and gas, you're not paying attention. And guess what? They keep spending. And now our property taxes are creeping back up. It's true. Anyway, find out more about the facts of all this. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Back with Charlie Kirk on What's on Your Mind. Riley in Golden Valley. Question for Charlie. Go ahead, Riley.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome back to the great state of North Dakota. I have to agree with you on ivermectin, and I think it all comes down to money, and that's what's driving it, because if you actually look into it, Merck holds the original patent on ivermectin, but Merck also comes out with the most widely used outpatient drug used to treat COVID. So hey, why is Merck advocating against not using their own drug? But that's not the question I wanted to ask. I guess that's just a little bit of info to extend on the last conversation. My question is how do we, as young adults, fight the culture of double standards that exists in this country? Because it is absolutely destroying this country from the inside out.
It is. And, well, first, you have a great question. Thank you. We'll talk about this tonight. And at the Avalon, that's where we're at?
You bet.
It's a great place. We were there recently. You have to call it out and make people aware of the type of double standards that exist. And what's great about being a conservative is that we don't ever advance a policy position that is inconsistent with how we would want to live our own lives. So a great example is that we don't find anything morally objectionable with people arming themselves. And so if you walk around with armed guards, we're not like, oh, yeah, that's nothing wrong with that. The other side wants to disarm the population while having armed guards. The same sort of thing with school choice. They want to get rid of government schools. They want to get rid of private schools and send everyone to government schools, kind of eliminating school choice. So singling out is really important. But, yeah, I guess the question was, how does our generation fight back against it? It's tough. It's very tough. And I tell young people all the time that you are going to get hardened and strengthened by getting into this fight at a young age. You know, I talk to parents quite often, and I was just in Arizona talking to a group of private school parents with something that was going on there, and they said, you know, we're really willing to fight for what's going on in our local community. I said, well, how many of you are willing to not have your kids go to college? And they said, well, we're not willing to do that. I said, okay. So there is a limitation. And so basically the reason they're able to get away with what they're able to get away with is they hold our upper middle class and luxurious life against us, which, quite honestly, is very effective.
Appreciate the call, Riley. Yeah. You're asking the right questions. Keep battling. Somebody called earlier and said, please ask Charlie what the solution is to this rampant abuse of the Constitution. It might be a similar answer, but obviously, what does the average person do?
Yeah, I mean, you have to make it your day. You have to make it your hour-by-hour, day-by-day task. We have viewed politics like sports for so long, where we just kind of cheer for the team and we show up and we hope it gets well. That's not the way this works. I had a woman come up to me, and this is going to sound really harsh, but it's true. She was crying at an event, and she says, Charlie, I'm so tired of losing my country. I said, okay, who are your city councilmen and your school board members? So I don't know. So then stop crying. Honestly, like, you're completely useless what you're doing. Like, that does no one any good. Like, do something. Go run for school board. Start canvassing. File a FOIA request. Run for office. Go educate a group of kids. Go mentor somebody. Go get involved in a library co-op. Do anything. You know, go run for precinct committeeman.
Pick your hill to die on,
but
right?
That takes effort. That takes time. That takes sacrifice. You might lose friends. And so we're going to talk a lot about how we have to retrain the way conservatives kind of view this whole fight. And look, North Dakota's lucky and blessed because the state is nowhere near as tyrannical as some of these other states. What I mean by tyrannical is that you can live freely. I just went into a restaurant last night with you, Scott. I didn't have to wear a mask. It was awesome. That is not how most states are. Most states are you have to walk in, you have to get temperature checked. Still, right now, today, they are re-locking down many parts of the country. I cannot go to a restaurant in New York City or Los Angeles because I'm not vaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated. And so that creates this question of what do we in North Dakota do and how do we process this? We're going to explore that tonight at the event, but I just want to say the reason why the Constitution has become less relevant is because we've sent so many weak Republicans to Washington, D.C., that have passed these continuing resolutions for the last 20 or 30 years. They don't actually do zero-based budgeting, and they've given the bureaucracy so much money and energy. It's the fourth branch of government of the unelected, unknown, and unchecked branch of government. And the fourth branch of government basically runs everything in our country, and that's from the IRS to the FDA to the EPA, when in reality, that fourth branch of government was never designed in the original intent for our system. So I believe we're living in an extra Republican system, small r Republican.
You have a solution for a lot of what ails us, and I've heard you talk about this before, but just briefly talk about what the 19th Amendment has done to all of the things we consider.
The 17th Amendment.
17th, yes. Sorry, yeah. 17th
Happy to go to the 19th Amendment, too. No, but, no. The 17th Amendment, which was the direct election of senators, which... This is, if you had to go through kind of one of the most damaging things that a damaging president did, Woodrow Wilson, who I encourage everyone out there to study Woodrow Wilson, because he was the beginning of the type of liberal we're dealing with. Woodrow Wilson was the president of Princeton University. He was governor of New Jersey, not even for a full term, and then he became president of the United States as an academic. And he was the first president to actually say the founding fathers were wrong, that the way that they wanted to design government was old and was old-fashioned, and that we, the enlightened people in 1915, we now know how human beings can be molded and malleable to our liking. So he passed a series of progressive reforms that were disastrous. He passed the income tax, he passed the Federal Reserve Act, but the one that was really awful, Scott, that got very little pushback, was he passed the 17th Amendment, which was this idea, I think it was the 17th Amendment, yeah, I'm 90% sure, we can get the exact number. But yes, it was getting rid of the direct election, getting into the direct election of senators. The way it used to work, Scott, was the state legislatures appointed the senator. They sent it to Washington, D.C. And if the senator wasn't doing their job, they could recall that. Now, why is that important? We control 31 state legislatures across the country. State legislatures are the most accurate example of how conservative our country actually is. Mm-hmm. So D.C. is not nearly as conservative as our country because we've turned U.S. Senate races into popularity contests, into almost national ambition-making contests, where you get these clowns like Bernie Sanders, where you get people like Mitt Romney, where you get these people that all of a sudden people are like, yeah, I guess I'll vote for him because it's the lesser of two evils, when the state legislature would be then the accountability mechanism over what you're sending to Washington, D.C.
We would be a more effective check on the legislature,
totally
closest to the public, and they would be Now the bosses of the U.S. Senate,
and that's the way the founders and the framers intended it, was this state-based check and balance that the U.S. Senate was always supposed to be an extension of the state houses across the country.
This is the kind of thing you sink your teeth into, say, well, what can we do, right? There's a good example. Start talking about it. Start having that conversation.
Right.
Start the effort. Houston and Watford City, North Dakota, right smack dab in the middle of that miracle known as the Bakken. Go ahead, Houston.
Yeah, so I just had a quick question, and I did. It might sound completely crazy, which it would be okay. I accept it. But I just can't settle with the idea, in fact, that pretty much every penny that I've put into the tax system has been left over in Iraq for terrorists. And I don't feel like our representatives or anybody's really listening to us. Could we do like a Seven Brides for Seven Brothers kind of a deal where all of us get together and just meet up in Texas and put that fence up as friends? And, you know, would that be enough to flex our muscles and show that we're willing to do things peacefully and that we want this nation to come together, but also provide some protection for us? You know, I can't imagine any government official would be able to stand in our way if we all got together to do that. What do you think?
I'm in. I got tools and stuff, too.
But by the way, he meant Afghanistan with $87 billion of technology.
Yes.
We had General Mike Haugen in here this week talking about the sensitive technology we let them have. Nightscope.
That's right.
Things that, you know, are going to help China and all our enemies for a long time. And this goes to this point. I saw this. Rasmussen reports 52% of voters think Biden should resign over the Afghanistan withdrawal. His numbers are plummeting.
Wow.
I think that very obvious thing that somebody sitting in a coffee shop in Watford City goes, what? You left $87 billion worth of stuff there? You left service dogs there? You left Afghan allies there? You left Americans there? Really?
Yeah, I want to pinpoint two parts of this question and remind me to talk about this tonight, Scott. I hope the leaders of the state and that represent the North Dakota delegation in D.C. listen carefully to what he said. People are losing trust in our system, and that is not a good thing. He is now talking, this caller, Houston from Watford City, is that right?
Yep.
He, alongside millions of other Americans, are saying, we're just going to do this ourselves. That's not good. And now, that's where this is headed. We don't trust anything the government does anymore, Scott. We don't trust our elected leaders. We don't trust what they're doing. That's going to tear the country apart. The unraveling is happening before our eyes, and largely because we don't think anyone ever gets held accountable for anything significant. The second part is this. Yes, I mean, I'm really pleased to hear that Senator Kramer is calling for the impeachment of Biden. You sent me that clip last night. And there needs to be hearings now, right now, in Capitol Hill, over why did Biden allow these weapons to fall into the hands of the Taliban? There's evidence to show, and my inside sources in the intelligence community say, no, this was done intentionally. This was done intentionally for safe passage for Americans, even though they didn't get safe passage, and 13 Marines got killed outside of the airport when ISIS came in, or whomever, whatever Islamic fundamentalist group
there was. Intentionally, as in, here, have these things?
Look, this is still in the allegation phase, but yes, here's why I believe that. And we talk to a lot of different people on our show, and we have some people that are really, really well connected in the intelligence world, and they have said that that the Brits, they destroyed their weapons, the Germans destroyed their weapons, special operations, right? Germans don't really have a standing army, but we left all of our weapons there as if the Taliban was expecting it and they were ready. There was an article this morning, Al Jazeera published the article, and they said that the Taliban is disappointed at the quality of some of the gear they were expecting better.
Wait, wow.
Wait, expecting?
Wow.
Wait, I'm sorry. There was a deal here, Scott. We know that Biden's CIA director met privately with the Taliban right before Afghanistan fell. We know the phone call that was just leaked. This was a deal that was done in triangulation with the Chinese to arm the Taliban. We don't even know why, but I think everyone listening can guess.
PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors here today, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. How about this deal? Pizza Corner Pizza is 2 for $10 right now.
Ooh, hello.
Better get into a PetroServe USA. More with Charlie Kirk. He'll be live tonight on stage, Avalon Fargo, 5:30. The door is open. Tickets available at the door. More after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. When you buy from Schwann Buick GMC, you're well taken care of long after the sale. That lifetime powertrain warranty on those new Buicks, GMCs, and most of those late model used vehicles as well. No additional cost, plus free service loaners. And yes, that does apply to, like, oh, I don't know, F-150s, Rams, stuff like that. Find out more. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, full bank of calls for Charlie, and the good news is we're going to let the national audience and our North Dakota audience also call Charlie during the show with our 701-271-1100 number. So you got a chance to be on the national Charlie Kirk show, and keep those calls coming. I'll get back to you with Charlie in just a moment, but John Hinderocker is here. Last time Charlie Kirk was here, John and the team from the Center of the America Experiment were part of that wonderful event, and we announced the expansion efforts to get the Center of the American Experiment to North Dakota, which is coming along swimmingly. It's just beautiful. So you find out more about that at AmericanExperiment.org. You can donate to that effort. It's a 501c3 donation. You get a tax treatment on that, and you bring the Voice of Freedom to North Dakota, where they've been fighting a battle in Minnesota. John, just a minute here today, but I want to find out what's top of your mind with the meltdown that's happening with the Biden administration all around us, with Tim Walz and company ramping up all the COVID mania. What do we do about all this, John?
You know, let me make just one point, Scott. There's so much you can say about the fiasco that we're living through. This Afghanistan thing is really important. I mean, we're seeing polls, 52% say should resign, 50% say should be impeached, whatever. I think there's a couple things going on here. One is that the Afghanistan pullout obviously was a fiasco, and Joe Biden says, no, it was a wonderful success. No one is fooled. But the second thing, Scott, is that I think many millions of Americans who don't follow the news every day are seeing Joe Biden on television, and they're maybe tuning in, and they haven't been seeing him. And a lot of people are saying, oh, my God, I mean, this guy is old. He's frail. He's obviously suffering from dementia. And I think millions of Americans are saying, holy mackerel, this guy is our president. And so I think we are going to see repercussions spin out here over the months to come.
I don't know if you saw this tweet from Meghan McCain, but obviously the Biden-McCain bond is real and been around a long time. She wrote in a tweet, this is extremely difficult for me to say. I once thought I truly knew Joe Biden, and he helped me through pain and grief, for which I'm grateful. This man on TV giving this speech, I do not recognize this man. God help our country. God help the Americans we have abandoned. I mean, this is the emperor has no clothes, and as you say, it's more and more obvious to people that don't pay attention to this stuff, but should, because soon they'll wake up and not recognize the United States of America. But this is real. And by the way, I'm watching CNN right now. They're on to, oh, no! You mean you're going to still be able to can't kill a baby after 6 weeks? Oh, no! They're freaking out over the Texas abortion ban. And, you know, MSNBC, that's all about Louisiana and about the Gulf Coast. And they don't want to talk about this anymore. But I don't think the American people are going to let them buy with that, are they?
No, I mean, the press has tried to run interference for Biden, as you'd expect. They've been doing it since, well, the campaign, since before he was inaugurated. But it's not going to work. I mean, when people actually see him and they realize this man is our president, it's completely unacceptable. And they can talk about floods and storms and, you know, whatever, all they want. But the level of concern is not going to go down. It's only going to grow.
Whether it's the critical race theory, whether it's COVID overreach, these are warriors at the center of the American Experiment. John Hinderacher, help them out, AmericanExperiment.org. Help them fight this battle. Thanks, John.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Charlie Kirk for a few more minutes on What's on Your Mind, and then live nationwide from our studios today.
And we're going to be taking questions in the second hour. So
yeah, 701.
All of you on flag, you guys. What's the number, Scott?
701.
I better memorize this.
701-271-1100. Nice and easy.
There you go.
271-1100. Exactly. Jim and Moorhead for Charlie Kirk. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'll say a couple callers earlier, they were saying, what can we do to stop this these people from going against our Constitution and stuff? I guess all I can say is you got to get involved. Like you said, Charlie, locally, school boards, I raised my kids in the early 80s, in the 90s, and I trusted my school to teach them the right things. And that was shame on me.
Good point.
So there's a word there, and we're going to talk about this tonight, trust. As soon as you lose trust in your institutions and your neighbor because familiarity has disappeared, then all of a sudden civil society starts to crumble. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to trust your schools. You trusted your schools because you grew up in an America where you would never envision teachers or administrators doing anything but the right and moral
thing. But as we sit here in 2021, can we trust our schools?
Oh, absolutely not. No, trust has gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. This is why, Scott, the movement in America is becoming hyper-local. Homeschooling has doubled. More people are worried about what's going on in state legislatures than the halls of Congress.
This is a good thing.
This is a very good thing. This was what started Brexit, right? I care less about the EU and more about what's happening in Brighton or Manchester. The movement is not going more global. It's actually going more local. That's the unintended consequence of these tyrants. And honestly, Scott, it's a really good trend for those of us that believe in self-government and the founders' vision of natural rights and protection of them. And it kind of throws a a unexpected curveball in a lot of the plans of the people that want to nationalize everything.
Your voice is so important in this, Charlie. You are one of the most humble guys with an enormous amount of talent that I know, and you're very, very important to the awakening of the American public and getting them involved, so keep fighting.
God bless you, Scott, and you're going to be my call screener today.
I will be.
We are enlisting Scott Hennin.
Good luck with that, dude.
To be Bo's Nerdly.
I'm your guy, actually.
I'll be is that right? Yeah. Scott said he'll do it.
He pushes the buttons. I'll take the calls.
Right. Well,
I'll be Bo's Nerdly.
We got your back, brother.
God bless you.
Yes, thanks. China Kirk tonight at the Avalon. See you there, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at pipers.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.